Blog Talk Radio. recognize this is Minister Christopher Austin with Revelation of Truth here in the big city of Georgetown, South Carolina. We're still looking for people to come and want to broadcast their services on the air and want to get their advertisement out there on the air as well. Today we're going to be talking about Paul's view of the law. Again, Paul's view of the law. We talked about it on Thursday at 11 o'clock a.m. last week. Remember, our hours is Monday at 2 o'clock p.m. and Thursday at 11 o'clock a.m. Now, we are going to talk about Paul's view of the law. We're going to ask a question that we asked on Thursday. This is the second question that we was talking about on Thursday. This brings us to the alternative question, which is whether a Gentile Christian is obligated or allowed to keep any of the law. Here again, we are talking about the Gentile Christians. Are they obligated to keep any of the law? This is Paul's theory of the law, and we are talking about Paul's views of the law. Here, it says, here again, scholars are divided in these responses. Some argue that the Judaizing Christians and the Galileans taught that Gentile Christians have to keep circumcision and other elements of the law in order to remain in God's grace. Not to enter that grace, the Gentile believers were viewed as already Christians. But keeping some elements of the law was not necessary to remain in that relationship. Others argue for a character organization of the elements of the law, stating that Jewish Christians keep the entire law of Moses. The Gentile Christian keep just four rules of it. The four are view and moral principles, not ritual aspects of the law. Through the issues of refraining from what is strange is arguable realistic, but it's of fundamental importance of this approach that the law has nothing to do with salvation for the entire Jewish Christian or the Gentile Christian. The Gentile Christian keeps the part of the law only for the purpose of maintaining the fellowship with Jewish Christian. Here, we are talking about the scripture that they are talking about here is Acts, the 15th chapter and the 20th verse. We're going to highlight on Acts, the chapter and 20th verse. And the King James Version says that, but that we write unto them that they abstain from population of idols and from fornication, from things strangled, and from the blood. We're going to talk more about that in a few minutes. That is the New King James Version. We're going to talk about it, highlight this some more. Amplified Version says, but that we write to them that they do not abstain from anything that has been contaminated by being offered to idols and from sexual impurity, from eating the meat of what has been strung upon a composition of blood. Here, they're talking about circumcision, you guys. Circumcision, they're talking, well, a Jewish, you are not fully a Jew, or somebody else can comment, or somebody can highlight me on this. But I'm thinking that to be converted to a Jew, you have to have circumcision. If you are not circumcised, then you are not, you know, fully under the law of the Jew. But we're going to get off that subject and talking about Paul's view. We're going to talk about that at a later date. Find that laws has consisting of both moral and ritual categories and continued that Paul has been charged with ignoring them both. It is argued that according to Paul, the law must be kept by all Christians, both Jewish and Gentile, who indeed are the only ones who can keep it. It is Christians that alone who really fulfill what the law requires. While some divided the law of Moses into moral and ceremony categories, others argue that it is one of that none of it is made binding of Christians. A Christian has to be free from obligation which applied to the Jews under the old deposition that they're observing the demands of the law. But again, this approach does not carefully distinguish between Jews and Gentile Christianity. It fails to see that Gentiles were never under the law of Moses and are not therefore freed from it. They are rather exempt from having to be placed under it when they become Christians. According to Westerholm, Christians have a new and different relationship of the law, and in fulfillment, he said, Christian love and ability meets the standards set by the law. He argues that Paul considered the law of any part of its standing binding with Christian for the Christian. He would have had to provide his church with detailed instruction as to which commands that they are obligated to observe and which they are not, but there are no evidence that he made any such distinguish. On the contrary, it is clear that for Paul, Torah was any such a distinguish. Torah was a unit. The person who is obligated to observe the law is obligated to observe in every respect. Those who hold this law is cited by the Seder. Again, they are talking about the Mosaic laws. What is the Mosaic laws? What is the Mosaic law? Let's talk about the Mosaic law. Bible. The Mosaic law. Comes under the New Testament. We are going to talk about the Mosaic Law in a few minutes, and I'll be right back.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
on the law of Moses, God gave them to Israel to a man called Moses. We're going to talk more about this on our next broadcast. Remember, the law of Moses, my servant, statutes of things which I, God, commanded him, all the Israel. Find out in Malachi in the 4th chapter and the 4th verse, that you were to follow the law of Moses. We're going to get into more detail about the law of Moses and what was the law of Moses and why did they come up with the law of Moses. We're going to talk more about that on Thursday. Until then, I want you to stay blessed in the Lord. I want you to keep your head up high and remember that God is on the throne. And if you need prayer, or if you need prayer, you can prayer request on Revelation of Truth with Minister Christopher Austin on Facebook. And also you can find me on Twitter. Until then, stay blessed, stay encouraged in the Lord, and I'll see you guys again on Thursday at 11 o'clock a.m. So then, stay blessed.
There was a blind man on the roadside, and he heard a commotion. Yeah. It was Jesus passing by with the crowd, and he stirred his emotions. Oh, he then displayed his whole life. I ever serve you? Oh. but I can't listen to the crowd. Situations in my life telling me